Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at z1077fm.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Saturday, January 21st, 2023. Yucca Valley's beloved Cactus Wren Book Exchange will be closing the last chapter of its two-decade-long story on February 7th, where all books will be half off in the meantime for its massive sale of stock. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart spoke with the owners, Joe Decateau, and his wife Leanne Abbott about their 22-year legacy, their feelings about their building being sold, and what they plan to do after their doors close for good.
22 years ago, in September of 2001, husband and wife Joe Decateau and Leanne Abbott moved from San Clemente to Yucca Valley, not only to escape the hustle and bustle of a rapidly developing Orange County, but to follow Decateau's dream of owning his own bookstore. Easing into the location of the old Baco's Book Exchange, whose owner's health troubles left her with the decision to close the 18-year-old business, Decateau and Abbott took over the storefront and remodeled it to their own Cactus Wren, keeping the Book Exchange title as a nod to the neighborhood's previous literary hub and their continuum of that spirit. "A town isn't a town without a bookstore," Abbott tells me, quoting famous genre author Neil Gaiman. And in the wake of Sagebrush Books closing last year after the building was sold, Cactus Wren Book Exchange faces the same fate when they close in February, making room for another dreamer to open a high-end furniture store in their place, who left them a 60-day or quit eviction notice and the town of Yucca Valley with no bookstore.
And so we looked around town to find a place to move, but since Angel View has been so forgiving on the rent, so the rent in town for anything that we could move into was too expensive.
Abbott pauses thoughtfully.
"If you want to get rich, don't open a used bookstore. It's a paying hobby,"
she says with a knowing smile, showing no signs of regret. I argue something this couple already knows. What a bookstore provides a town is akin to a community service, an archive of cultural knowledge and imagination. The same as what libraries offer, and that's something you can't put a price tag on.
Our customers are sad. We are sad. However, we try and look on the positive side. And
sure.
One door closes, the other door opens.
Yeah. My customers are devastated. Most of them are more upset than I am, because I just look at it as it's probably time to do something else.
Considering the challenges of owning a used, or as Cactus Wren puts it, twice-loved bookstore in the age of Amazon, I asked Decateau if he feels any sort of weight lifted off his shoulders with the sudden closing.
"I'm 73 years old. I would have done it another 10 years."
However, all hope isn't lost for the Morongo Basin book lover, with Space Cowboy Books and Joshua Tree and Raven Books and 29 Palms. But for Yucca Valley residents, the convenience of a local bookstore will now require a bit of travel. Yet once you've reached these destinations, our big sky is the limit for your imagination. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
A plethora of old-fangled gizmos, gadgets, and gewgaws will be on display as part of an exhibit at the High Desert Nature Museum in Yucca Valley. This traveling exhibit features some of the most antiquated, unusual, baffling, and bewildering devices ever built, including some that may be virtually unrecognizable to youngsters of the Morongo Basin. This family-friendly exhibit, called Gadgets Galore, debuted this week and is open today at the High Desert Nature Museum. The museum is open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Gadgets Galore will be up until March 11th. For more information, visit hidesertnaturemuseum.org. Joshua Tree offers young visitors the opportunity to join the National Park Service family as junior rangers. Interested young people can complete a series of activities during a park visit, share their answers with a park ranger, and receive an official junior ranger badge. The Junior Ranger booklet is available at park entrance stations and visitor centers. Booklet activities include drawing, writing, observing wildlife, and attending a ranger program. By rounding up at the register at any of the National Park's visitor centers, you help support this important program and its ongoing efforts to educate visiting youth about Joshua Tree National Park. A newly discovered comet is going to be visible by the naked eye for the rest of this month. Robert Hayden joins us with Where You Can Look.
If you head outside before the sun comes up and look to the northwest, you may see a faint green glow on the horizon. That's the memorably named new comet C2022E3ZTF. And dark desert skies along with an orbit that brings it close to Earth means you'll be able to spot it with the naked eye. The comet is visible now, but astronomers at NASA say that on February 1st, it's expected to reach its closest proximity to Earth, a mere 26.4 million miles away. Although the nascent celestial body is new to us, Earth inhabitants have possibly seen this particular comet before, but it was most likely over 10,000 years ago. The comet will continue ejecting dust and gas as it intersects Earth's orbit, giving it that unearthly green glow, but after February, you're going to have to head south of the equator to catch the comet as it continues its trajectory out of the solar system. You can see this story on our website for pictures of the comet, along with a link that can help you spot it for yourself. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Robert Hayden.
If you haven't checked out Z1077's podcasts, we have new episodes every week, so you can listen to the sounds and voices of the high desert, no matter where you are. The Morning Show with Cody and Jeff, The Up Close Show with Gary Dignot, Desert Oracle, The Unique Garden Show, The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn, and The Local Music Showcase with Pat Kearns are all available as podcasts. It's easy to find all of Z1077's podcasts. Just head to Z1077FM.com and click on podcasts, or search for them individually on whatever app you use to listen to your podcasts. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.